Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and wait, it's Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. We couldn't get to him on Tuesday, his normal day, so I said, Mike, come on, join us on Friday. And he said, okay. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, a major court reversal in a case in Albany that was very high profile.
Yeah, this was the controversial case of an Albany teenager, Marquis Dixon, who had been found guilty in a 2014 armed robbery involving a pair of sneakers. A judge in Albany County sentenced the teen as an adult and ordered him to serve 9 years in state prison, and that's where he's been since the sentencing a couple of years ago. In a reversal of that court action, the Appellate Division of State Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that there was an injustice, and it cries out for a resolution. It found that Dixon, who was 16 at the time of the crime, was indeed eligible for youthful offender status, which handles such cases differently. It imposed a new sentence on the teen of 1 to 3 years in prison and granted the young man the youthful offender status. It means that he'll soon be released and he will have no criminal record thereafter. The court described what they said was a grievous error on the part of the lower court, and they should have granted the youthful offender status to the teen. Now, Judge Karen Peters, who is the presiding justice on the appellate division, said there, you know, was a serious crime, and it does merit serious treatment, but it did reverse a state Supreme Court Judge Thomas Breslin, who had imposed the sentence. Since that happened, people had been complaining that he was mistreated maliciously and heavily prosecuted. Looks like the courts agreed a mistake was made. It's not going to even go back to the local court for the remedy. This is taken care of, and obviously family of Marquis Dixon is very happy. He should be out of prison within a number of weeks, maybe even a couple of days.
From a reversal to the diversion of funds.
Yes, this has to do with a lawsuit launched 6 years ago by the New York Insurance Association. They objected to fees they were being forced to pay the state of New York. The state was using the fees to basically regulate and enforce insurance laws. Well, a state court has ruled that New York State has the right to impose the fees, and that's good news for New York State, because had they lost the case, it would have cost the state nearly $2 billion in fees over the last several years. Some state judges say the state can collect it. They have the right to do it, so that's pretty good news for the state. There'll probably be an appeal by the insurance industry, and this isn't the last we've heard of it.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us today. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.